Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Light shine, and not just any light, your light. Let it shine. Let it guide us. Let it increase. Help us to see. And let your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. We read this verse, I think, last 2 weeks. But I'm reading the whole story again. Luke 7, verse 2. And a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that it was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. So then Jesus went with him, with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come to thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say to one, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. I want to for the sake of the testimony of two, I want us to read I would have liked the accounts in Luke, but okay, let's do the Luke one. It's okay. Luke 9. The title of what I'm sharing with you is The Increase of Your Government, or How to Increase Your Government and Still Have Peace. How to increase your government and still have peace. So verse 12 of Luke 9, when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about and lodge and get victuals. For we are here in a desert place. But he said to them, give ye them to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all these people. For there were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, make them sit down by 50s in a company. And they did so, and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them. He blessed them and broke and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they did eat and were all filled. And there was taken up of fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. I want to just veer off a little digression to say to you that you must be willing to have your name ignored. For the sake of a greater good. You must be willing to have your contribution recognized without your name attached to it. Don't be looking out as a leader working under someone. Don't always seek to have your name mentioned. Sometimes be okay that you are ignored and your contribution is rather what everybody is enjoying. This is the first time I'm realizing that the Lucan account ignores the boy. There's no mention of the source of the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. When that was the template that was used to feed the 5,000 men. So sometimes you will make contributions and your name will not be mentioned. You must be okay. At the right time, you'll be celebrated. Don't always look to having you recognized officially. It may not be God's will for you. So let's come back to Isaiah 9 and verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Verse 7. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. I want you to take the rest home as your assignment. So the subject I am talking about tonight is how to increase your government and still have peace. Is it possible? Is it possible to have to do a lot and have peace? Is it possible? It's possible. It's possible because that is the story of Jesus. He did more. He did more. He did many things. And still he was calm. Yes. He experienced great love. People poured oil on his feet. He was praised. He was also insulted. He was hated. He enjoyed all that and still had peace. Can you have an increase in your government and still have peace? I'm saying this because the real subject I want to talk to you about is that whatever you are doing must increase. Seek to do more. Seek to do more. Your mind must be set, must be tuned to always inspecting what you are doing and asking yourself, is this thing increasing? Is there more? So by this, I'm saying to you that what your friend is doing does not matter anymore. The desiderata. The what? Desiderata. Forbid us to compare ourselves with others. Because you can be either dejected or vain. Yes, the desiderata. You must not look at what others are doing. Sometimes we crane our necks to look at what somebody is doing just to encourage ourselves. But your style must be, instead of looking at what someone is doing, look at what you are doing and always ask yourself that, is this increasing? Is this increasing? Once you have that mind, that whatever you are doing ought to grow, you will need somebody's work as a measure. Because when you look out and you see that what somebody is doing is far smaller than you, you become vain. Or what somebody is doing is far bigger than what you are doing. You'll be depressed and dejected. But your mind must be that, you see, that great thing you are seeing also began small. So your small can also become great if you will focus on it and constantly ensure that it is growing. It's growing. And this cuts across any work we do in the church, whether it is sweeping, doing sound engineering, anything you are doing, the quality of what you are doing must increase. Now, how do we come by that? How? How can you do, how can you, with one basenta today, have three basentas one day? Because that's my mind for you. I mean, how can you say you have a region when it's just one basenta? You're like somebody say you are a married woman. Meanwhile, you are single. You are wearing a wedding ring. And you are even pregnant. Somebody's got to be crazy. A region with one basenta. A reverend with 15 members. These are oxymoronic. A constituency with five members. Why do you even accept such titles? Even if they are conferred on you, you must respectfully not acquiesce. Respectfully, you should not acquiesce to the imposition of such titles. So many of us are having a wrong estimation of ourselves. Because you've allowed titles, reverend, pastor, you are nothing like a pastor. Yeah. If you are a pastor, then I'm an archbishop. But today, God is talking to us. The sister with 100 members should... No, you see, don't look at somebody's work and say that, oh, I have 100 and she has 20, so I am great. No. No matter what you have, your principle should be the increase of your government. Increase, or is it increasing? Whether it's 20 or 20,000 or 2 or 4, is irrelevant. Is it growing? Is it growing? If this mind is in you, you will not sit by something for 3 months. And when we throw your data on the screen, you see that the data is a stagnant data or even declining data. The spirit of Christ. By the way, this Isaiah 9 is Jesus in prophecy. Jesus in prophecy. And if the same spirit is in you, then begin to think increase. And don't only think increase when it has to do with your business, which brings money.
Teach us.
Don't. It's selfish and crazy. It makes you wicked. Think of your business. Let it grow. Think of growth. That's important. We need a tithe in the church. We need it to pay Reverend George. But also think of the church work you are doing. Is it increasing? And what happens is that many of us, verse 6, the government we are talking about, it's in our pockets. It's not on our shoulders. Yes. 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 There is a place, if you put the government there, you begin to think properly.
Wow.
Yes. There's a, it's on, see, leadership is only on one place in your life. It should be on your shoulders.
Wow.
On your shoulders. Not on your assistant's shoulders or your basenta leader's shoulders. Oh, thou wicked shepherd. One of the reasons for poor ministry work is that the government is in our bedroom. It's in our office. It's in our car. It's in a bag that you bring out on Thursday evenings. But if it's on your shoulders, you will see it at midnight. You will carry it in the afternoon. You will have it on Tuesday. It will be on your shoulders on Monday at dawn. It's difficult for me to pray. Anytime I wake up, just 3 minutes into the prayer, I have things to do. When you are able to pray about a beloved for 2 hours, because the government is not, you are not carrying it. You're not carrying it. I want to say that the work we are doing is shameful. It's shameful. It's shameful. It's shameful. And I'll tell you, if you're not very careful, those words are not good words. I'm prophesying that will happen to somebody here. Take that talent from him. I've lived long enough to give you names and dates. And I've got people who sing here. This one at the back. Yes, I saw his wife somewhere. She has left. Yes. Where's your wife? Okay, she's here. Yeah. There is such an English sentence as take the talent from him. If you want names, I'll give you the names. There are people, when you see them now, you won't believe that this person was like this some time ago, or was thus some time ago, was doing the, he was the one in this, that office, he was the one there, she was the one in charge of this, she did that, she was the one doing this, that. Take it from him. And once again, consistency. The story is consistent. Who was the person whose talent was taken from him? He was not ready to increase his government. His government was, he had gone to hide his government. The government that should have been on his shoulder was 1 meter down in the soil. You should see people, even the effort they make to bury the talent. They're digging, the energy, the dirtying of themselves, the sweating, they all to dig, all to hide. If they had used that energy to make it multiply, it is wonderful when you think about it. But I want to end by just telling you that there is a way your government can increase. And it's there in verse 6. Sorry, verse 7. And you see that I'm linking this. I read some scriptures and I'm talking from them. So I'm linking this verse to another verse I read. Then we shall end. To have an increase in your government, your basenta members growing, your basentas increasing, your ministry growing, to have that increase, your ministry must be attached to a bigger name than your name. A name must be associated with you, that when we see you, the next person we see is the person you are following. The name of the throne Jesus sat on was called the throne of David. Everybody must have a reference point, a source from which you draw your authority. A source from anyone who stands alone, like many of you are standing alone, should not be surprised at the abysmal failure that is associated with your work. Those who do well, there is another name attached to your government. For Jesus, it was David. God always gives us people for us to labor under. Anybody who is detached from his David will never amount to much in the ministry. I'm very happy that in my lifetime, certain names are associated with my ministry. Yes. Oh, and how I wish that when people saw you doing ministry, they will suddenly say that, ah, but this is Bishop Dag's son. This is Bishop Ogo's daughter. This is like Bishop this. But there is nothing, because there is no throne. You have made your own wooden chair you are sitting on. But in ministry, we don't sit on our self-made chair. You sit on a chair with another name on it. The throne of David. No matter how rich you are, you can't buy your... It's like a mitre. You want to be a bishop, you go to town and go and buy a mitre, you wear it. No, somebody has to put it on your head. And many of you are here to learn it. And that is the reason why your government is not increasing. It's not increasing. Anyone who does great things, any intelligent person, any experienced person, when he sees him, either he knows who he or he is linked to, or he will ask that, whose stripling is this? Whose son is this? There is a certain level of greatness. When we see you walking in it, we know that you are getting something from somewhere. And there's also a certain level of useless ministry. When we see you doing it, we say, this guy, he's alone. He's not following anybody. He's not humble. There's no energy to follow. There's no energy to pursue. There's no energy to copy. You are just alone. You have gone to buy wood. You have made your own throne. You are sitting on it. Kitchen stool you are using. And that is the story of most of you sitting here. I'm talking about a throne that is originally for David. That when we see your style, this is David anointing. But you are called Jesus. You are as great as Jesus, but your reference is another name. And that's why the centurion said, first of all, I don't feel that you should come to my house. I don't feel worthy. You are a Jew. I am an Italian. I'm a Roman. I don't feel that you come. I'm not surprised that he was a centurion. I'm now even understanding. Because many of us, when you have a chance to relate with senior authorities, you want to quickly relate with them on the peer basis. Well, let's sit down, let's talk, let's chat. But the man said, you are too big for me. It is that sense of awe that leads to admiration, that leads to the strength to follow and to draw from. You can never pick anything from someone you don't admire or you are not in awe of. He said, trouble not yourself. I am not worthy. Once you begin to equalize yourself with anointings, it's over. Yes. The only place for you in the ministry is under, not by the side of. Under means that you are submitted to the person's temperament, to the person's way of doing things, the person's anger, the person's zeal, the person's energy, the person's idiosyncrasies. You are under. not a madam. That's the first key. The people whose governments increase are people who recognize great anointings and don't equalize or are not in a hurry to relate. Yes, I've heard bishops say it not once, not twice, about certain individuals that he doesn't even want to meet them. Doesn't want to meet them. He would rather meet a president of a country than to meet certain pastors. He wants them to be far for the sense of all to be sustained. Because closeness leads to misbehavior. Closeness leads to misbehavior. You sat here on Sunday. Are you not here? Yesterday. An apostle from Nigeria. Great man of God. He came to sit here to write notes. With a ministry. Sit here. A bishop from Guyana. Well, you are here. You are not interested in what I have to say. How to increase whatever you are. Whether it is singing, whether it's sweeping, whether it is sound, whatever. The first thing to notice, the first behavior is that you must be in great awe of the anointing that is around you. Once you lose that sense of awe, you've lost your propeller engines. Even Jesus, let's not talk about the authority he's under. He said, even Jesus wasn't worthy to have him there. When you begin to think that way, that there's something great around me, that I've just had the privilege to relate to, but really, I should see this as a, you see, I'm asking you that. I mean, what is great above you? What do you have above you? Except your kitchen stool you are sitting on, and that is the reason for the. Poverty of fruitfulness, of fruits we see around. But today can mark the beginning of a certain level, a certain style, a certain grace, a certain dimension of ministry. Amen. Can be. So number one is have a sense of awe. Have a sense of awe of the anointing that is around you. Always see yourself as not worthy to even relate with him, with her, not worthy to be around. You are not worthy. That's the mind I have. I'm not worthy. Once you lose that sense of awe, you are back to your barren self. And you are just there. They would want, you see, it's just one nice sunny afternoon. What you have will be taken from you and given to another. It happened to many people in the Bible. It happened to kings. It happened to wives. It happened to servants. They take from you. Take that talent. Take that wifehood from Vashti and give it to Esther. Take the authority from Samson, give it to the next person. Take it from Amaziah, give it to somebody. Always they are taking things. Make sure, be careful. And the first thing I'm saying to you that you must be very conscious of is the anointing around you. Be very careful you don't lose your sense of awe. Then number two, and I end, I would like to take it. The Luke 7, verse 8. Can I have it in a New Living Translation? Number two. I know this because I am under the authority of my superior officers. The word there is authority. He didn't say, I am under the friendship. I am under the motherhood. I am under the fatherhood. This type of words, the daddy, daddy, is just nonsense. There are people who call me daddy who might as well call me Mickey Mouse. I'm telling you, it's the most useless way. It is actually an insult. It's actually an insult to call somebody daddy. You might as well have called him a fool. It's better, I prefer, so I know exactly where I stand with respect to you. The English word, and I'm ending, is authority. What is authority? Can you find the meaning, or you are an amateur projector of verses? Make sure when you find that anointing, when you find that superior officer, make sure there are people who are under the presence of somebody or under the provision. The person is the one who gives you food to eat. I'm saying that you can be under a superior officer, but not under his authority. You can be under his provision. You can be under his love. You can be under his kindness. You can be under his goodness. You can be under his friendship, but not under the authority. Authority is the power to influence or to command. Thoughts, opinion, or behavior. Yes. What behavior in you has changed because of the person you call your reverend? There is nothing called authority until there is influence. And influence will always suggest that there is a change in something. You cannot influence. Meaning of influence. I cannot make you move to build 3 more bus centers. Then I don't have authority over you. Authority goes with influence. Influence is the power or the capacity of causing an effect. Another meaning of influence. The act or power of producing an effect without apparent exertion or force. Yes, I like this. Or direct exercise of command. A lot of the things we get you to do, it has to be by brute force, just very, very exertion of oneself, shouting, screaming, getting you to see a point, getting you to do something, threatenings and so on. No, I'm sure many of you didn't grow up with certain authority figures. Sometimes just the presence of your father in the house, he's in his room somewhere, you realize that you are behaving well in your room. He has not called you. My presence alone should have been enough to get you to do certain things. But because there's no sense of awe. You see, a pastor from a branch, I don't want to mention that branch, but I put his pictures on the page. I should share it with you guys. I didn't put it on your page. He sent me pictures of his church before and pictures of his church after. He listened to a message I preached about 2-3 years ago. Before he listened to that message, and after the church, that same place, he sent pictures. He had pictures. He sent pictures. That's influence. That's influence. What have I been able to make you do? Has my presence been able to make you grow your region from 2% to 40%? Nothing. It's just there. We are just hugging ourselves. What you don't know is that if I cannot influence you, you also cannot influence anybody. That's the little bit of disconnect that I'm trying to put some wires to join in your head. Yeah. The centurion linked his ability to make people do things to what he was also being made to do. He said, I am under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers. The authority you will have to let even a Christian church member come to church is derived from the authority I have over you. If I don't have any authority over you, you will not be able to make somebody come to church. So you see, most of you lack the ability to make people do things. In fact, if you don't know, I'm telling you that the few things you can get people to do, they do them not because of you, but they see an authority figure on the stage that they respect, not you. You want to have authority to do more? Today, you must reorient yourself with respect to the authority you are under. And make yourself see yourself doing things that you would not have done. That is called influence. Don't be under me. You are under me as your superior officer, but really you are under the rice and stew I give you to eat. You are under the house I have built for you, or you are under my kindness, the daddyship. When will you be under my authority? That I can make you go and have a crusade when you are not even with me. You are away somewhere, but you are doing something. That's influence. That apparent exertion. I only need to say go, and they go. and they come. And if I say to my slaves, do this, they do it. You can, the only way you can do more is, number one, to have more people under you. Different types of people under you. All these things are direct derivatives of your superior above, the authority above you. You can see. He says to one, go. He says to one, come. These are opposing instructions. And apart from the people he called, he also has slaves. These are different categories of people. Who do you have under you? Who do you have under you? You know why there's somebody under you? You don't know why? Because you're not under me. You're not under me. You're not under me. I don't know what I have been able to make you do. Anything you've done, you did it yourself. It's you, it's just your own. But is it, that's not authority. There should be things you are doing that you would not have done but for my influence over your life. There's a time you do things because you want to do it. Tomorrow morning, I'm doing something, not because of what I appear. No, at all. No threat. Today, I'm talking to all of you that the biggest problem you have is your, number one, the loss or the lack, I should say, of the sense of awe, and number two, the authority you are not placing yourself under. These two things will deprive you of even the authority to have people under you. So you have them. Many of you all have members, but you can't make them do anything. Because I can't make you do anything. The day I can make you do, see, the day you find yourself doing something very significant because of me, that's the day you have people doing something significant under you in your name, like Uzziah, because of you. They do things and your name is on it. No interest in what I have said. You just sit in the church, you hear me preach. That's all. If you are 100 here, less than 2 people listen to the messages I preach on Sundays. Again, if you are 100 here, less than 2, you are not surprised, you are dry. I am not surprised. I should say, you are surprised, you are dry. I'm not surprised. My words don't mean anything to you. There's even no love in your heart for me. There's no love. If there was love, I mean, look, 90% of the things I do is out of love I have for the authority I am under. That I want to do this to make him happy. Oh, you don't have it. It's not a motivation. But rather, you pile up reasons why your basenta can grow. And you are free to recite the reasons, 7 points. So you notice that. Until there's a switch and a reorientation in your heart towards the authority you are under, you will be permanently barren with nothing. You will be like this forever. The only change around you will be changes others affected, but not you. Stand to your feet. Oh, don't clap. I don't think it's necessary to clap. I don't think that is such a club. You You can lift your hands now. How can you be under somebody whose government is increasing and your government is stagnant, is nothing, is zero, is just dry? Oh, you are not under authority. You are just a friend. You are just a nice son or whatever. Just daddy nonsense. Kai, what are you talking about? Are not ready to be under authority, nobody will be under your authority. Nobody will be under your authority. Pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. I want you to take your notebooks and write down 7 influences that show you are under authority. 7 influences that show you are under authority. Number 1. The influence to study the word of God on a daily basis. Number 2. The influence to be led by the Spirit of God. Actually, it should be the influence to be led by and sensitive to the Spirit of God. Any authority figure in your life should be able to lead you to be sensitive. My pastor has led me to even hear the voice of God. Number three, the influence to have the burden of the ministry on your heart every day. Or on your shoulders every day, daily. Paul said, that which comes upon me daily is the care of the churches. Daily. If you were really allowing me to influence you, you would not think of ministry only on Thursdays or Saturday evenings or Friday mornings. Daily and hourly. Number four. I'm showing you how to know that I have authority over you. That's what you are writing down. Number four. I'm surprised it's even finished. Number four. The influence to drive your members to be spiritual. To drive your members into deep spirituality. Deep, your members, are they spiritual? The messages I preach every day, do you even know if your member has a Bible? Have you sat down with your member to even teach the person how to have his or her quiet time? That which cometh upon me daily, the care, the churches. Number four. It's finished. Number five. The influence to constantly have new members. New members. Number six, the influence to keep the old members. And number seven, the influence to carry the old and the new with you along. If I have not been able to make you do these seven things, then I have no authority over you. What's number one? Yes. The influence to study the Word of God on a daily basis. Number two, the influence to be led by and sensitive to the Spirit of God. Number three, the influence to have the burden of the ministry on your shoulders daily. Daily. So you don't get up and say to me that you do visitation on Saturday afternoons. You do outreaches on Friday nights. What happened to Wednesday? I should tell you to form a WhatsApp group with your members. It's not in your heart. Number four. The influence to drive your members into deep spirituality. Yes. You don't care if your members are listening to unbeliever music. They have their boyfriends with them as they come to church. He's keeping that manager. He's having sex. He's not married. Fooling around. Once a person is in church, that's fine. She came to church. Did she not come to church last Sunday? She came. The last place to be spiritual is the church. We know you are spiritual not by your dress or your face or your disposition in the church. It's the house, the car, the town, outside the church. Out there, that's where we are looking at. Not church. What is church? And there's no, I have not been able to influence you to drive your members to be spiritual. You've got 10 members. You have never sat down with even one of them to even teach the person how to have a quiet time. Maybe you don't even have your own quiet time. And that's the point I'm making up there. If I have not been able to lead you to be spiritual, to be led by and sensitive to the Holy Spirit, then you are not under my authority. You are under my friendship, or you are under my, well, I don't know what the... Rise and steal. Number five, the influence to constantly have new members. The same old people, the same seven members for 3 months. Nothing drives you to add on. No, at all. Number six, the influence to keep the old members. Do I have the... Can I influence you to be concerned about the... Where are the old members? This our little church. This our chamber and hall church we have down the road there. Even the number of converts we have had since the inception of the church. That alone can fill half of this hall. This big place. Plenty. Oh. I'm on a page with UCOs. You should see what's happening on the page. Understanding campaign. They are not Basenta leaders. They are not singers. They are not sound engineers. The only thing they do in the church is to give new converts understanding. Come and see the list I've just received of new converts who have not been visited. Well, nothing has been done to them. And we've got some of our lady pastors. Oh, but I want to tell you that people in distant lands are being influenced to do what? See, well, know it. That others far away are the control. You are not the only one under my influence. There are others who are under, and you can see from their works that I am capable of influencing people. You are the one I cannot influence. Can you imagine if my ministry was a reflection of your life only? I would have failed. I'd have been a depressed pastor. But I thank God that I don't draw inspiration from here. It's not the place I draw inspiration from. The people who inspire me, they are somewhere. The people who want me, who are in a frenzy to devour me, it's not this 2x4. You come and stand on the stage and sing a song you have not even rehearsed. It's only here it can happen. You you can't be a pastor and you don't have new people on your mind. It's on your mind. And number six is the influence to keep the oath. Why can't I influence you? So all the meetings, the teachings, the WhatsApps, the thing, I mean, I've not been able to influence you to keep your old members. Hey. We have to institute a sheep-seeking campaign once a year before old members come. Oh, no. You are hurting yourself. You are hurting yourself. And the influence. To keep what the old and the new, to carry the old and the new, because many of you, when you are with the new, you forget the old. When you are with the old, you forget the new. But Ecclesiastes 7 verse 18. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 18. He said, "It is good." The King James is not helpful. But let's read it. It is good. Give me King James. It is good that thou shouldest take hold of this. Yea, also from this withdraw not thine hand. For he that feareth God shall come forth of them all. Give me the New Living Translation. Look at it. Give me New American Standard. It is good that you grasp one thing, and also not let go of the other. When you grasp a new convert, don't let go of the old member. For the one who fears God comes forth with both of them. We need to see both. The New King James says, it is good that you grasp this and also not remove your hand from the other. Our problem is that when we grasp the old, we remove our hands from the new. For he who fears God will escape them all. Give me the Message translation. It is best to stay in touch with both sides of an issue. The church has two sides, the old and the new. NIV. It is good to grasp the one and not let go of the other. The man who fears God will avoid all extremes. I want to say to you today that this behavior that makes you a baby, when you hold one toy, it's in your mouth, it's in your hand, you are admiring. When you see the next green toy, you drop the yellow. You can't hold two toys at this time of your life. Only babies are unable to hold two toys. They drop one and pick one. I know it because I have a baby in my house. And you remind me of that little girl. Lift your two hands and pray. Lift your two hands and pray. Just pray in tongues. That's how to have peace. Easy ministry, because you are being guided. Anybody who obeys instructions and follows instructions is not anxious. Your government increases and there is peace.
Nandili moho doho voko sahaya. Palabada ki vihizili yata. Diando se medele kevede. Anamamania tuzu palabahata kayade. Tata tata la bada kavahalu amania tapiasa. Kindele gede vehele loso la babayade. Shila la bahaye kasuria batandi yata. Namana navakulo voho de yate. O God, that will be under authority, Lord. Mania se fataswania makile ile de brede ke filoso palea anava zande etes kapala shada badia da papalo alegeve sufa dia de have mercy on us, O God. For we have led ourselves without authority. We have taken ourselves from under authority, O God. But have mercy upon us. Les patala vahai. Ripa didi biasuna matosaha. Katala gadava valo amande. Amina sapara vasile kentele kesundi. Antapala vavalo asaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me? Amen. Amen. I want us to pray. You know, having heard such an important message, I don't know if you don't, if you want the increase of your government to never cease, and the increase of the government to be with peace. I mean, you've been shown two great keys. Are you with me? Yes, and Bishop is showing us clearly that we have removed ourselves from under authority, or we appear to be under authority, but we are really not under authority. Amen. I want us to pray and ask the Lord for mercy. Amen. For pretense, the pretense that is associated with our ministry. We look like we are under authority, but we are not under authority. I want us to pray for just 2 minutes. 2 minutes and ask the Lord for mercy. That Lord, have mercy on me and put me back under authority. Put my heart back under authority. To be under authority is not a look. It's not a dressing. It's not an appearance. It's not a name you call your authority figure. It is in the heart. Let's ask the Lord for mercy. Masiria tasados kopaliva. Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, O God, for the pretense, the deception in our hearts, the deception in how we have led our lives, O God, that we look like we are under authority, but the truth is that in our hearts we are far away. Lord, these people serve, they serve with their lips and with their mouth, but their hearts are far away. May that not be a description of us, Lord. Deliver us from such a description, that our hearts are far away from our Father. From our Father, the prophet you have sent to us, that we look like we appear to be under authority, but in reality we are far away. Lord, have mercy on us, O God. Have mercy on us. Deliver us from a curse, O Lord. Deliver us. Let our hearts be turned again, or let the hearts of the children, let them be turned again to the Father, and let the heart of the Father be turned to the children. In the name of Jesus, let us be, O God, under authority. In the name of Jesus, la sani moho se keve, libra di kisi kivi hatasa, la nolo moho deleve kese kea, rababali avasula na maniata. Hallelujah. In my honor to pray our last prayer, you know, when the Syrophoenician woman came to Jesus, she had only one request, and it was, Lord, help me. I want us to cry out to the Lord for help. Amen. There's nothing we can declare. You know, it's not by a resolution that you can come under authority. Like, from today, I decide that I'm under authority. The Lord has to help us. Are you with me? There are a lot of things we've made resolutions for that we've not been able to keep or to fulfill. Amen. So I want us to cry like the Syrophoenician woman and say, you know, I can't help myself, but help me. Lift your hands and let's just cry to the Lord. Father, help me. Send your spirit to help me. To help me to be a child in truth. To be under authority. To be like the centurion. To be like a real centurion. give me grace, Lord. Left to me alone, I cannot do it. Left to my own strength, left to my own understanding, I cannot do it. But, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Thou Son of David, help me. Son of David, help me. Jesus, help me. Melo do proseke. Fata salama haya da bahaya. Help me, Lord. Help us. Help us, Lord, in this church to be under authority. Latsuni mahane intende bekevele asura babali abadile entose kala bakantose imbelege vehesuda bahaya tase. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Debro de vehesenda. The Bible says of Jesus that he is an express image of his Father, and Jesus was under the authority of his Father. When Bishop was saying that if we are supposed to be an image and a representation of his ministry, then it's a very sorry ministry he has had. I don't know if you heard him say that. It's unfortunate. If I am supposed to be a representation of his ministry, like how well he has done in ministry, it is very bad. I am not an express image of my Father. Are you with me? I've left. Yeah. Like when we see Suzette, this is an express image of her Father in ministry. We can't say that. It is unfortunate. Amen. I want us to just lift our hands one more time and say, Lord, help me. Just 30 seconds. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to be an express image. When we see this, oh, this is a son of Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. This is a son of Dagihod Mill. This is a son of the house. This is somebody. Oh, he looks like this person. Lord, help me. Help us. Help us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we are grateful for this word that has come to us, Lord. Lord, our hearts are opened. And our hearts are pricked by the words that your Spirit has brought to us. Let us be changed and be converted by the words that have come to us, oh God. Let this church begin to grow. Let it begin to experience an increase that shall never cease because of the truths that you have brought to us this evening. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.